This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His assistance in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon our beloved Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, upon his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the last day. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Juma Khutbah Summary. The topic of today's khutbah in Dubai is the glorious Quran in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. It was the month of Ramadan in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the glorious Quran. So indeed, it is the month of the glorious Quran. In it, Allah Almighty, He begins to start sending down the revelation. The glorious Quran is At-Tanzeel, that which is revealed. The glorious Quran is Al-Huda, that which is guidance. The glorious Quran is Ash-Shifa, that which is cure and solution for our problems. The glorious Quran is healing to our hearts. The glorious Quran is Al-Kitab, the book. The glorious Quran is Al-Furqan, the criterion to judge right from wrong. Indeed, in this month of Ramadan, my beloved brothers and sisters, we must attach ourselves closely and tightly with the Quran. With the Quran, we are elevated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We get honor from Allah Almighty through the glorious Quran. Remember and mark these words. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-Quranu hujjatu lak aw alayk. The glorious Quran, it could be in favor of you or against you. Meaning, it will be in favor for those who are with the Quran, who are the companions of the Quran, who are the reciters of the Quran, who are the listeners of the Quran, who are the practitioners of the Quran, who are the promoters of the Quran. And it will be against those who have abandoned them, who do not open it, although they have hands, who do not see and read it, although they have eyes. They do not have the willingness and eagerness to be with the Quran. My beloved brothers and sisters, the sign of the iman of a believer lies in the interest with the Quran. If you are interested and if you are excited, if you enjoy and if you celebrate moments with the Kitabullah, with the Quran, then good news to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you to be the companion of the Quran. My beloved brothers and sisters, Ramadan is a beautiful month Allah has blessed us with. In it, Allah Almighty gives an opportunity to be with the Quran, spend time with the Quran, recite it, listen to it, and practice and promote it. This is the month that enables us an opportunity to revise our Quran as much as we can. Remember, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to rehearse the Quran by Jibreel alayhi salam in the month of Ramadan. So this is the month in which the Quran is rehearsed, revised, and revived. My brothers and sisters, let us make sure that we become the people of Allah. And you know what? The people of Allah are those who are the people of the glorious Quran. The glorious Quran is an intercession for us. In dunya, it guides us. It gives us the serenity and satisfaction. And in akhirah, it comes as an intercessor to help us to get into Jannah. My beloved brothers and sisters, never ever be away from the Quran. Because being away from the Quran means we are away from success. Being away from the Quran meaning that we are away from the mercy of Allah. Being away from the Quran means that we are away from guidance. Obviously, we don't want to be away from the Quran. We don't want to be away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's make sure that we make a commitment and be with the Quran as much as we can, so that inshallah this practice of being with the Quran can continue for the next level. 11 months. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to be the people of the Quran, to be the companions of the Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant goodness and well-being to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to bless and protect this beautiful country, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to have mercy on all the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.